is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A close late-night vote in the Senate over the nomination of Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary, with Vice President Vance called in.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
The tie came after three Republican defections, including from their former leader.
Mr. McConnell, no.
Along with Maine Senator Susan Collins, and from Alaska,
Ms. Murkowski, no.
All Democrats voted against Hegseth. President Trump toured wild, ravaged areas around Los Angeles, as CBS's Erica Brown reports.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump landed in Los Angeles to see the wildfire devastation that also claimed more than two dozen lives.
Tremendous numbers of lives have been affected. A lot of real estate's been affected. Nobody's ever probably seen anything like this. I'm going to say since the Second World War, and we're going to get it fixed, so we'll get it permanently fixed.
Earlier, the first couple visited North Carolina Friday to see firsthand the damage left behind by Hurricane Helene 4 months ago.
And while there, Trump said he is considering, quote, getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. The ceasefire in Gaza is holding, and CBS's Remy Innocenzo reports from Tel Aviv that means another exchange of hostages and prisoners.
Hamas has released the names of four more Israeli hostages, which will be a huge relief, of course, to their families here in Israel after the past 15 months of captivity. They are all female soldiers, aged either 19 or 20, and in keeping with a statement given by Hamas official earlier this week. Now, the next step, which is expected to be Saturday, is the exchange of these four hostages for 200 Palestinian detainees.
The Trump administration says it has begun flying undocumented immigrants out of the country using military planes. This comes as Mayor Ross Baraka of Newark, New Jersey, is blasting Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials for carrying out what he calls an unconstitutional raid.
In Newark, ICE agents raided a business without a warrant.
We can't just let this happen and not say anything.
Newark's mayor slammed the operation.
We believe that there were three people who they say were undocumented that they detained, but they also detained folks that were, in fact, citizens of this country.
CBS's Nicole Skanga reporting. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has ordered a freeze on new funding for almost all U.S. foreign assistance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul proposed joining other states banning cell phones in schools.
At Poughkeepsie High School, students like Catalina Lopez Maldonado locked their phones in a pouch.
I remember the day of that I got my phone taken away. I thought I was hearing and feeling vibrations from my phone, and it made me realize that I was addicted to it.
This school administrator says so far, so good.
It is fantastic. The kids are more focused. They're not constantly scrolling. I see, personally, an increase in grades.
Some parents are opposed, citing safety concerns. Steve Kathan, CBS News, New York.
Target is joining other prominent American brands and scaling back corporate diversity initiatives. Target is ending a program it established to help black employees build meaningful careers and also to improve the experience of black shoppers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Right now it's 22.
WRJN. Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I get around. Deerfield Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal, being well, love's a small world, part-time thing.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good thing he's found. If
haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Means you meet me in the hall. the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing. 'Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
tell me.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
She goes out with other guys. Here's a moral and a story from that guy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It took Vice President J.D. Vance to break a 50-50 tie in the Senate late last night, but Pete Hegseth was confirmed as Secretary of Defense. More from CBS News correspondent Carissa Lawson.
The big surprise of the night was Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who did vote no. The other Republican senators who voted no were Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They publicly made their intentions known going into this vote. Another surprise was Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He was undecided, but he spoke for several hours with Hegseth and